Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Because you look back at the Bills' history, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. You know me. I'm a sicko. I'm a jersey collector. I'm feeling like they might go Navy.
Ew.
Sports Talk Saturday.
The worst thing you could have brought up to me right there. Hey, remember the Bills' jerseys that kind of make you want to throw up in your mouth? Nothing good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
Once again, there might be even too much happening. The elite season is upon us.
In full force now.
In full force, and once again, we've got proof of that. Also, based on the results of yesterday, Halloween is a no-good stinky day.
Why? I liked Halloween. I had fun with it.
Well, the Jays lost. Benson got placed on IR.
Yes.
And the vibes couldn't be lower for Bills Chiefs.
I might sound insane.
So, Halloween, you're catching a stray on this one. Bad day yesterday. You stink. Go in the corner with formerly Columbus Day.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm happy there's a Game 7. As a baseball enjoyer, I'm not a Blue Jays fan. I'm not a Dodgers
fan. Yes.
I was kind of rooting for a Game 7. I'm not going to lie to you. I am, of course, hometown interest, sure. I want the Blue Jays to end up winning, but I wanted it to go to a Game 7. Like, that's where I'm at right now.
Yep.
Especially how it ended in exciting fashion last night. The double play. The amazing catch at second. Like, whoa. In between the legs.
Yeah.
Like, that was just... That's baseball. And we get one more game. You thought that could have been it? No. We're going to give you the biggest of the big for Game 7. That's what you're going to get.
That ground rule, double rule, dude.
I love it.
No, that's bad. That's a bad rule. Get rid of that. Grab the ball.
What, from under the fence when I got pinched under there?
That was not pinched under there. You could have grabbed that ball.
You could see it. It was like covered by the thing. It was wedged in there.
It was wedged in there, but you could have grabbed that very easily.
Even if it like bounces up and over, hits the top, it's a ground rule double. Like you don't like the ground rule double?
No. Play it.
What are you going to do if it goes over?
There was an inside park. A couple years ago, there was an inside the park home run because of a similar situation, though. They didn't call the ground rule double.
Mm-hmm.
And the Mets were involved because, of course, they were the franchise that God forgot. That part to me is like, you didn't even make an attempt. You just put your arms up. Yeah, I know rules are rules, but sometimes bad rules do exist.
I just saw something. Correct me for a second. I don't know if I heard it in your update or not. Lukanen is starting in net tonight?
That was not in there. I do see that Lukanen is in the starter's net as well this morning.
Well, take the over on goals, because they're going to have to outscore the other opponent at this point. That's where my head's at with Lukanen. But just saw that pop up. Had to had to address that for a moment because that's recent. That was post-update knowledge that came out there. Greenway on line one and Luukkonen in net. Never heard a better recipe for success for this organization.
Oh, but also the Sabres have a chance to have a completely ludicrous record after 12 games.
Pittsburgh area code?
If they lose in overtime for the fourth game in a row, which would already be maddening enough, they would have a record of 4-4-4.
Fantastic four. I'd kind of want it.
No.
Call me a psycho. I'd kind of love that.
No, I'm done with the
I can't wait to talk to Paul earlier today. Or later today. Talked to him earlier this week quite a bit, but the loser points, I'm intrigued to hear what he has to say about it because it's to a point where the Islanders from a couple of years ago are looking like the Sabres. Like are you gonna score 82 points for the season and then go to the playoffs on loser points?
Is this what I get for making fun of two franchises?
Maybe. This might be.
Because right now they're becoming them. The Sabres are becoming the Islanders, mm-hmm. racking up these overtime losses like they're the New York Islanders.
Exactly.
A team that I hate because they're typically boring.
Because they rack up overtime losses and win a few games and go to the playoffs.
And then they have no business being in a playoff conversation.
And then they lose
March.
In the first series, likely.
And the Bills are playing a run-heavy style that is boring.
Greg Roman? Is he calling the plays?
I don't know, but it seems very Tennessee Titans-esque, with great running game included.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, the Titans had A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I get. I don't know what I did.
Imagine if they trade for A.J. Brown at the deadline. Then it really is a Tennessee Titans situation.
Joseph, with what cap space?
Right, exactly, exactly.
So
there's one name.
Isn't changing.
There's one name, and we'll get to it, but...
Nothing's changing. You get Gabe Davis, and you like it.
I think they're...
They don't have the money this year.
There's a couple people you could have the money for. And I do, you know, like I said, we'll get into it later. But.
Yeah, so bad vibes with the spooky vibes. Get them out of here.
Honestly, though...
Get my spooky, scary skeletons out of here.
The overtime losses getting the Sabres to the playoffs aren't bad vibes, though. If they break the playoffs with overtime losses, I'd be ecstatic, you know?
Yes, but also... Look at the scope of this. I also do not wish to remain the only team in the Eastern Conference with less than 5 wins on the season.
That would be nice.
No,
that's, No. I'm saying it would be nice to not be that. Like, we need to jump out of that.
The Sabres are the only team in the Eastern Conference that has less than 5 wins.
If they're 5-4-3 after their next game tonight,
yeah.
Right? Is it tonight?
It's tonight.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. 5-4-3, I'm fine with.
Hockey fights cancer night, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Saw that on the billboard driving in, actually.
Yep. So, by the way, the bottom of the West is truly sickening.
Mm-hmm.
The Blues and the Wild, the Flames and the Sharks still have less than 10 points still on the season.
Yeah. Oof. Listen, this is the year with the way the East looks in general, too. This would be the year to climb up and do it. Boston was a must win. You got a point, sure, but it is elite season, although the Sabres are doing this, although the Bills are currently in the state that they are. I don't know. I don't know what to think, Derek. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm looking at the games being played here today. Is there a path for the Sabres to jump? There is a path for the Sabres to jump right into third place with a win tonight.
No.
Well, there is.
Don't do it.
There is.
Don't even speak it, Derek, because they're going to just take the loser point.
There is. There's a way for the Sabres to jump right back into third place in the Atlantic tonight.
What has to happen?
A win, and then a Canadiens win against Ottawa, currently in third place. A Flyers win against Toronto, where nobody's watching that game, I can promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one more. It involves Tampa.
Oh, no. Do they have to lose?
But a Tampa loss, yes. Oh, no. It does not. Tampa does not play. We're good.
All right.
It's just those things.
Okay.
Oh, and a Hurricanes win against Boston. That's what it was.
And not taking a loser point for Buffalo.
And winning.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a Bruins loss, a Sens loss, and a Leafs loss. And a Sabres win. So there is a formula.
Yeah, if you want to call it that. I don't know.
But also, the season doesn't end today either.
No, there's plenty of games left. I mean, realistically...
Would it be hilarious, though? that you lose three straight and then you win your next game and all of a sudden you're in third in the Atlantic again, yes, that'd be kind of funny. But it also shows you how middling the division is. If somebody told me at the start of the season, through 12 games, you'd be tied with the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in the standings, I'd sign up for it.
Oh, 100%. Stanley Cup champions. Yeah. Okay.
The only problem is that got wished on a monkey's paw. Because the three teams have 11 points, tied for worst in the Atlantic.
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What?
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What do you mean? Hang on. Let me look up the meaning behind.
Would opposable thumbs not make it a hand? Are our hands paws? To be or not a paw?
What?
I don't know. I don't think it's a paw. I would think it'd be a monkey hand.
Wait.
Because the opposable thumbs would sure make it a hand. So it would be a monkey's hand. It would not be a monkey's paw. Right? Am I right on this? I don't.
I think you're looking too deep in this. Or not deep enough.
Like, if I started calling human hands paws, I'd get corrected. But, like, monkeys have the same hands, just smaller.
Buddy, you're thinking too much on this. I now need you to Google, why is it called a monkey's paw and not a monkey's hand? I feel like I need you to mess up your algorithm for this.
Monkeys don't have paws, but rather hands and feet. Wow. So the monkey's paw.
Well, that's why then you know that it's that specifically.
What do you mean?
Instead of it being called a monkey's hand, the monkey's paw refers to a wish being fulfilled, but at a significant cost. With usually unfavorable consequences, as is the definition of the monkey's paw.
I'll call it a hand. I'm just going to call it a hand.
No, don't call it a monkey's hand.
It is. No. It is. It's not a paw. Monkeys don't have paws. They have hands and feet.
It's a monkey's paw.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree.
No, that's the term, Joe. Live with it. You don't get to fix this. You don't get to correct it. Nobody cares about anatomy when we talk about cursed objects.
The only reason it's a paw because it's more sinister.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not going off of that. I'm going off of science.
No.
Monkey's hand.
No.
Monkey's hand.
Science has nothing to do with evil. Okay. Actually, sometimes it does.
Yes. Monkey's hand.
No. All right. We're not doing... Okay. Anyway, I think we've needed a new open for a while. I guess we have it. Let's get back on track here before I slap you with my human hand and...
human paw. Go ahead, though. Where are we going?
Bills Chiefs. Tomorrow. And the vibes after a 40-9 win couldn't have been weirder all week.
No, it's a very polarizing victory for the Bills. 31 points, and you wouldn't have known it. It was a... Listen, the run game, the defense, stellar performances from both. James Cook, over 200 yards from scrimmage, right? Like, it was next level. And you're sure happy you paid James Cook in the offseason. I'd say that's the best move they made.
Mm-hmm.
And your defense, the suspensions are over. The boys are back in town. Hoyt and Ogunjobi. Hoyt, the Canadian crusher, now pronounced, was a nightmare for the Carolina Panthers. Andy Dalton in a press conference yesterday said, by the way, I was playing with a broken thumb the entire game.
First of all, that makes a decent amount of sense.
It does. But also, he said he doesn't want to make an excuse. But saying that does. But anyway.
Saying that does. But also, again. The defense had a great day. It was against a backup quarterback. But the difference is, you made him look like one.
You made him look like a college quarterback taking a sack with no timeouts inside 2 minutes in the red zone. And then having to do a fire drill. What was that? That's like rule number one. Throw the ball away.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Andy Dalton's worst performances in his entire career, like that one is at the bottom.
That one is.
And
he is a hometown hero. He broke the drought. He's a folk hero. I hate to see it.
He is a folk hero of sorts here. But, yeah, I don't.
That was baffling to me.
But also, Bill's run game was dominant against a team that had allowed an average of 49 yards per game over the last 3 weeks. Smoked them.
Oh, they did.
Didn't matter. James Cook, a career high day.
219 yards. Are you kidding
me? And they shut down both Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle, the defense.
Right.
Bills defense did. So a team against the run, they let Dowdle go a couple times, but he's going to get his.
The script, though, did allow for that to not be necessarily the case.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you get ahead, you can kind of help cover up some of the flaws in the run defense.
Yep.
Problem is, the Bills have not been nearly explosive enough, which is where we get to the polarizing part of this.
Yeah, they can't pass the ball.
In order to typically get to that large lead and change a game script anymore. The Bills have gotten away with it in years past because their passing offense is dangerous enough that if you mess up, you give a couple turnovers away. Next thing you know, you're playing behind by two scores and you have to abandon the run at some point,
mm-hmm.
which the Bills are weak to.
A la, well, they actually did it this season against the Ravens. That was the one passing game. Keon Coleman down the field.
No, that's the opposite. The Bills had to abandon their run game.
Right.
To catch up.
Sorry, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, I'm saying the opposite, which is the Bills have not been able to get off into a commanding leads in order to eliminate run games altogether.
Yes, okay, I understand. Sorry.
And they've done it in years past. That's who they are, as a matter of fact. They're an opportunistic defense that is smaller, so it is going to get hit by the run, but once it gets to a certain point, you are able to stack coverages the way you want them to because you get to dictate the game because Josh Allen and the offense has done something incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And they've put up a big lead. And then they're able to control not just the pace of the game, but you have to abandon something to catch up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the Bills this year don't have the passing attack to do that.
You went from Diggs, who was your X receiver, and Davis, who benefited from that. It's a big reason why Gabe Davis did what he did.
Right.
Then you went to everybody eats, okay? Now everybody's stealing that. Chiefs, everybody's got to eat, okay? That's mm-hmm. a thing. And everybody's making fun of everybody eats. The Falcons did so after the win before the bye week.
When Drake London just caught the football and nobody else.
Yes. And then now you're in everybody's starving. Khalil Shakir is Aladdin stealing bread because he's just grabbing a 5-yard little dink and dunk and running the rest of the way. Like, one jump ahead of the bread line, Khalil Shakir at this point. It's just so frustrating to watch. And it's not even, listen, I have Josh Allen in fantasy football. I have bets placed on Josh Allen. It's not even from that standpoint of personal frustration. Like, not doing things for my stuff. It is a frustration of this offense cannot win the big game in January playing like this. Or February, excuse me. It cannot. I don't have confidence in them even beating New England in the second time they meet up if their offense looks like this. Drake May and the Patriots are passing like crazy.
And that's a game script thing. If the Patriots can get out to leads,
yes,
they can control pace. They're already great run defense anyway.
They are.
And proved it against the Bills, as a matter of fact. But they're able to dictate pace. And if the Bills cannot match shot for shot what the Patriots are doing in the passing game right now, we've got a problem.
Even the Chiefs. Rushee Rice is back. Xavier Worthy. Travis Kelce's look better this season. Mahomes scrambles now.
A Patriots cast off, and Tyquan Thornton has played pretty well.
Yep. And Kareem Hunt having a good season running the ball. Pacheco kind of on the back seat, and he's going to be out in this game.
Honestly, that probably benefits them.
It does.
He has not been good this
year. No. Believe me, I have him on my dynasty team. He has been on the bench. The bench. It's just so... I don't want to sound like super, super negative because they are the Buffalo Bills. They have Josh Allen. When you have Josh Allen, the window is always open. But when you have Josh Allen with nobody just in no man's land, right? You can only do so much. And if Kansas City sells out against the run, they can dictate what you have to do off the bat because they know they're going to go down and score. And I get it. The Bills' defense is better. Losing at Oliver hurts. But you have more reinforcements now. I feel more confident losing them now than when we did earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so... It's such a polarizing thought in my mind, thinking, Josh Allen's on this team. Like, we're good. But then... We can't throw the ball more than 7 yards in the air. He hasn't thrown a pass over 20-plus yards in I don't know how long.
And
how long? It's Josh Allen.
How many shows have I said this?
I understand why Stephon Diggs wanted out.
100%. And that's the thing. Everyone, Gabe Davis probably won't play in this game.
No, he, as a matter of fact, tweaked something again. He didn't practice on Friday.
So he's going to be a slow burn to come back. I've seen on X social media people saying, oh, Gabe could be that, like what he was against Kansas City all those years ago. After Joe Brady came into the offense here and started calling it, what happened to Gabe Davis?
Donuts every other game.
0-0 for 0 and blocking almost every play. What happened to Diggs after Brady came in?
His production went from leading the league in the in receiving yards to it only became a solid season for him.
So are we even confident if a Rashid Shaheed comes in that he'll be utilized properly?
As a matter of fact, Joe DiBiase said it earlier this week of how many receivers have had bad seasons.
Yes.
Under Joe Brady.
The Panthers.
Or career worse.
Look at when he was what he was doing on the Panthers. He was the offensive coordinator there for a brief stint, if I'm not
correct.
Wrong. Wasn't the best, but he didn't have a lot of weapons to work with.
Matt Rhule was also he was telling Joe Brady to command an offense that played two quarterbacks at the same time in Darnold and Mayfield.
Yeah, yeah.
You're never going to get a rhythm like that.
No, you're right.
So, no, like, I don't take his time in Carolina all that seriously for positive or negative because of the situation that the Carolina Panthers put themselves in. Hell, look at Mayfield and Darnold now away from that franchise.
Oh, yeah, even Darnold two teams away now. He's still doing very well on the Seahawks. They're dominant.
Yes.
But that look at what helps him. Jackson Smith and Jigba. Look at what's helping Mayfield. Egbuka. Evans when he's healthy. Look at what's helping Patrick Mahomes. Rashee Rice when he's on the field. Xavier Worthy when Rashee's down. And also Travis Kelce. You have Dalton Kincaid.
Who is probably your biggest danger player.
He is.
Because, and when I say it like that, I mean he is the big play element right now. He leads the team in passes over 20 yards.
Right.
Or at least receptions, including yards after catch.
Mm-hmm.
But he leads the team with 7. He has been your big play element. And it's typically been once per game, Kincaid pops off a big play.
And who else?
And then
it's the running game.
It's the running game.
But you're not even throwing to your running backs. Derek, they did that all last year. That worked for them. James Cook had drop issues early in the career, right? Earlier. Right. He's since been better with that. But you threw to Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, and James Cook last year. You're not even doing that.
Ty Johnson, especially your third down back, how many passes do you think he has caught this year off the top of your head?
1.
You were close. 2.
Yeah. Okay. I only remember maybe one of them. That's it.
Yeah. He has been thrown to 7 times, 7 targets, only 2 receptions. So there's a bit of an effectiveness problem.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it.
But there is something more about this offense, and it is the predictability that is becoming another issue here.
Yeah, I wanted to get into this because it's bad.
And we will do that on the other side of this break. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here. Sports Talk Saturday moves on. Continuing on here on a beautiful fall weekend and the beginning of November here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a must-win for Buffalo, and I go back to why last season ended the way it did. If you go to this matchup at home in Buffalo, Josh Allen has that massive run on fourth down that basically salts the Chiefs away. And then you go to the playoff game, that fourth down that was on the road in Kansas City, where he's running around against that pressure, no plan for the protection, and it's a Hail Mary heave up, which ends up being somewhat of a drop by Kincaid. For Buffalo to get to the Super Bowl, that game in the playoffs has to be played in Western New York.
Dan Orlovsky,
one of the few people worth listening to on ESPN at this point.
Yeah, I think he's got a point. Like, just thinking about this, the game for me is less about Mahomes and Allen, like the national media tries to make it, right? And Danny Parkins on FS1, mm-hmm. who's now on First Things First with like Nick Wright, it's kind of a counterbalance to Nick Wright on that show, which is a little interesting, said something similar. He along the lines of, this is not a Allen versus Mahomes. This is a who's going to play a home playoff game. That's what this is going to be. Realistically, it's a bigger game for the Chiefs than it is for the Bills, I think.
Which is kind of funny the way you mention it. However, if the Jaguars win their football game,
do they play?
I don't know.
Continue. Don't worry about
but
it.
But the loser of this game falls out of the playoff structure.
They play the Raiders at 4:05. They're going to win that game.
Okay. Well, hang on. It's Jacksonville. They Jacksonville things up pretty often.
It is, but the Raiders are bad.
Yes, but Jacksonville does Jacksonville.
They signed Tyler Lockett thinking that's going to change things. Pete Carroll's trying to put up the dime store Seahawks in Vegas right now.
He's trying to put together the 2021 Seahawks. That's all he's doing.
Yeah. Not going to work.
Was you know the starter in 2021?
Double
check that for
yeah,
me
while
I continue on this point. So the thing is, and I've seen some curious commentary on this. The loser of this game gets dropped to 8. Unless the Chargers also somehow decide to charge her. There's a lot of ways it can happen, but
2022, Geno Smith. He joined the team in 2019, became the team starter in 2022.
Here's the other thing about this. We've seen enough discourse about like how, oh, the Bills always win in the regular season, the Chiefs always win in the playoffs. I do not care. Win the football game. And here's your simple reason why. Hand the Chiefs a fourth loss. Make them have to play on the road all postseason.
Yeah. That division's still going to be very tight, the AFC West, minus
But you
Vegas.
Do Denver a huge favor if you do this.
Mm-hmm.
You keep them,
they also,
at the very least, an arm's length away.
They haven't played the Chiefs yet. Denver and the Chiefs have not matched up. That, you remember how the Bills and Patriots didn't match up until late last year? The Chiefs have only played the Chargers in Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they've only played the Chargers in Vegas.
The Chargers were the one that played division rivals every week.
Yep.
So yeah, no, before they match up with the Chiefs twice, you could be doing Denver a huge favor.
And they could in turn return it to you by handling them twice. Denver's not to be messed with.
Even to split it.
Yeah.
Because if you have enough of a game's lead on them,
that'll help.
Denver plays the Texans at 1:00 on Sunday, by the way. So
that'd be a good game. The Texans are kind of waking up.
Hand Kansas City a fourth loss. Simple as that. And again, if Jacksonville were to win, Kansas City's sitting there at the 8.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we do this dance that's being done with Allen and the Bills every year with the Chiefs.
And it's still, to me, I don't care about the splitting it the way that it's been split. Win the game.
Right. No.
And that applies to the postseason as well. Win the game. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Win the game. You don't have excuses. Win the game. You don't have leeway. Win the game.
To think that a loss today would guarantee a playoff win against them is absolutely just smooth-brained.
Do not play 4D chess with yourself on this one. Win the football game.
Exactly.
Want them to win the football game.
How about you win twice? Win in the regular season, then if you match up with them, win in the playoffs.
And I get that sweeping a team is hard, but the Bills have done this. Oh, and it still comes back to my biggest point overall, what I always say in the playoffs, Joe. What do I always say?
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
And I know that that's like a lawyer tagline or something.
When
but like,
we pulled away from that at one point. Was it the Kansas City game? We were like, no, like, you know, past results don't guarantee. No, we beat them earlier in the season. We're going to beat them in the postseason.
But I could still say the line because who do they always lose to in the playoffs?
Well, the Chiefs. Or, you know.
And the thing is that it has been proving it right and also incorrect at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills continue to lose to Kansas City in the playoffs. Past results, future outcomes, yada, yada. But it also does. Bills did win in the regular season. That doesn't guarantee that they're going to win against Kansas City. It's just because I want them to.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the saying is still correct. And I say it because win the game. You have to. Do you want any prayer at the division title?
Yeah, you got. If you drop another game, the Patriots are going to probably run away with that. Their schedule, they're playing a fourth place schedule.
Because they were in fourth place.
They're going to play Tampa. They're going to play Atlanta. But we saw Atlanta doesn't know what to do with themselves with the Miami game.
It's an every other week thing with Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, the Bills got them on a great week. But I do think that it's as simple as this. Win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Win the games in front of you. You have to. If you want any... By the way, you lose this game. Say goodnight to any sort of one seed dreams. Those are gone
mm-hmm.
because the Colts just keep winning. Win the game.
Well,
but also
the Colts have figured out.
But also to say these words, Joe, saying these words, I don't want them to win or I'm worried about them winning because it means that they'll lose to Kansas City in the postseason. It's disrespectful to say that to Highmark Stadium. You're telling me you don't want a last home playoff game here?
No, you do. You want all the home playoff games to be here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Win the game. To say that or to think that or to be afraid of winning this game and thinking that it will doom you in the playoffs is a scared mentality. And it's disrespectful to the last year of this stadium.
Yeah.
I feel
like we're in Rocky II right now. Like, legitimately, the big fight, him and Apollo Creed, it was the AFC Championship last year. They've been just kind of going through it. Allen's been going through it. And then all of a sudden, Adrian's going to say win. Cue the training montage. We're going on a heater for the rest of the season. But they need to figure a lot out.
You also need to win to boost the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Your strength of victory is 0.001
Yikes.
From being last place.
Yikes. Yeah, that's not great.
Joe, take a guess at the Bills' strength of victory percentage. You're not going to get it.
No.
It's
what is it?
0.268.
I would have said 3%. I didn't realize it was a decimal.
So it's all decimal? Yeah, but it's
not
still
a big
the
metric
percentage.
Guy. Yeah.
So ready? If I wanted to make it an actual percentage, 26.8. But it's a 0.268.
That's the team that used to blow out teams and then beat good teams by a few points.
But ready?
And they're not
strength
doing
of schedule,
that.
You can't fix that. But strength of victory, you can. If you win against Kansas City, you're going to boost that strength of victory. Miami is the one, by the way, that's worse at 0.267.
So they're last in the NFL?
They're last
You're
in the NFL.
You're second to last with the Miami Dolphins? That's absolutely
well, hang on.
Ridiculous.
They're second to last in the AFC.
AFC.
Dallas has a 0.25 as well as the New Orleans Saints.
Well, they don't have a defense, so that makes sense. But and the Saints are whatever they're doing. I don't know what they're trying
Either
to do
Either
way,
though, that's only a 0.25. You're not far off from that either.
No, this game is
You
a,
lose this game,
The fraud word gets thrown around.
Yeah, and very validly gets thrown around. This is a must win. It's a must win. Not to throw that around lightly, but it is. You have to be able to overcome the Chiefs. Confidence level, little for me. I truthfully think if they continue to play the way they have, Kansas City will sell out against the run, force them to pass. We've got a problem because they didn't fix anything coming out of the bye week in the passing game. Everything else looked better, but not the passing game.
Even the one-win Tennessee Titans have a better strength of victory than the Buffalo Bills at .286. Win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Win the game. And if you want to use it as a coping mechanism, if they lose the game, fine. I'll allow that for reaction. But you also have to make the playoffs in order to make this happen.
Yeah.
I
hate to be negative.
I don't want the discourse of, oh, okay, so then maybe we'll actually beat Kansas City in the postseason because now they lost in the regular season. No, that's not how this works. You still have to earn your ticket.
Yeah, if you don't get there, there's no splitting the victory.
And if you lose three of your last four games, the other being a turnover-ridden, face-to-backup-quarterback win, how are you guaranteeing anything of a playoff berth at this point?
Well, here's the thing. Just looking at the Bills' schedule, Derek, Bills Chiefs, of course, that's a tough game.
Yeah.
The Dolphins might play it tough. They already have once this season.
They might have also fired McDaniel by that point.
And they might be playing with some new juice. Who knows? The Buccaneers are always frisky. The Texans sort of coming alive and actually being able to score a little bit is going to be interesting. C.J. Stroud, after little broing Caleb Williams last season, looks like he's kind of getting back to rookie him.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers, Aaron Rodgers, you never know. Mike Tomlin could have that Mike Tomlin game where they win.
The Texans, by the way, you pointed out the wrong thing. Their defense is really
Their defense good. Is the best part.
Their defense is really
But their
really
offense
good.
Is now able to score. And then the Bengals, Joe Flacco could have a crazy game. Some of these easy schedule games we talked about aren't so easy anymore, right?
Right.
Like, the Bucs, they're going to play you tough. The Texans, their defense, they're gonna make you pass. They're gonna throw everything they have at you. And the Steelers, like I said, Tomlin wins some inexplicable games this season.
The Steelers, I'm not worried about.
Their defense is bad, but they're playing the Colts this week. That feels like it could be a Tomlin win. But yeah, your schedule's not as cupcakey, I don't think.
You were supposed to eat through all six of the games if you beat Baltimore.
Yes.
And you didn't.
It would have been a different conversation.
Here's another reason why you want to win this game as well. And it has more to do with the Chiefs than the Bills. I talked about tiebreakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City already has two conference losses this year. You give them a third, and all of a sudden, a lot of tiebreakers do not start going Kansas City's way. Because right. If you have a tied record and you're not a divisional opponent, the first thing that they will look at after head-to-head is conference record.
Mm-hmm.
They also do not have the head-to-head against Jacksonville.
No, they don't.
They do not have the head-to-head against L.A. And if they lose to Buffalo, they do not have the head-to-head against Buffalo. All of a sudden, it gets a little interesting about the Kansas City Chiefs making the playoffs, Joe. Can't lose Kansas City in the postseason if they don't make it there.
You got to make it.
There is your 4D chess move.
Mm-hmm.
Win. Don't want to hear anything about this.
Yeah.
And I know I have to talk to the person that is saying it the most. I just don't want to call anyone out by name. It's just, you have a chance to slam the window on their fingers and then very Tom and Jerry, like they let out the yell and all of a sudden the bulldog wakes up.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to beat Tom senseless. Such a terrible cartoon, by the way.
Why?
Like, thinking about it thematically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, there's some questionable things that happen for sure.
But, like, very savage tactics.
Yeah, Jerry juices up at one point, too.
Yeah.
And gets on the roids, everything.
Tom and Jerry. Interesting cartoon. Real quick, we'll get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike. What you got for us? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Thanks, guys. I'm just, the arrogance and the stubbornness of this organization is just driving me nuts. from McDermott in 13 seconds to the following year, he's faced with the exact same situation against the exact same team before the half. And he 12 seconds left at the 28-yard line, and yet he still gives up a field goal to Brady last year. They failed three out of the last four times. The tush push to the left with Josh Allen, now the biggest play of the year. We're going to prove them wrong. We do the tush push to the left, and we don't get the first. To the inside handoff to Elijah Moore or to Kincaid, or I mean to Knox, and to Bean saying, oh, we don't need wide receivers. And, you know, here we are, the biggest game of the year coming up. We've got an opportunity, and he's saying we don't need wide receivers. This would have been the week, or last week would have been the week. Everybody in Buffalo who watches this team, everybody nationally who watches this team, says we need a wide receiver. Why not pick one up during the break? Why not pick one up last week to have them for the biggest game of the year? No. We're good enough as we are to beat this Kansas City Chiefs team who stops the run really well and is playing probably the best football out of any team in the NFL right now. It's just the arrogance, the stubbornness. They just keep doing the same thing because we think we know more than everybody else. And that's why I think this season is going to be the biggest disappointment season in the Bills for the last 7 years.
Mike, thanks for the call, first of all.
I do agree with the whiff of arrogance point, by the way.
I also, unfortunately, have another legitimate reason why they didn't go get one. They don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
They have the least amount of cap space in the National Football League out of 32 teams.
Yeah, and truthfully, and it's been less than $2 million. A sinking feeling. The one-year anniversary of Amari Cooper was like 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago.
But also, the trade deadline is in a couple days, November 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So there is time. But again, the Bills do not have money. They don't. That is the very legitimate reason why they have not done it yet. And it is also the very unfortunate reason they have not done it yet. I'm sorry to say this, but it would be a pipe dream to include a trade that has Curtis Samuel's contract. Unfortunately, other team scouts have eyeballs.
And you know what? Here's the fix.
Because everyone would say, why am I taking that contract?
Right.
It's also for another year?
Yeah.
God, no.
Nope. Here's the problem.
They don't have money.
You get around this problem? How about you draft some wide receivers that you don't really have to pay that much? That would be... That's the key.
Unfortunately,
and they don't do it.
Unfortunately, that is not a this season solution.
And that's the problem. That's the frustration.
The answers that you want are not going to come this season. So that's where that is. 803-0550 is the number to call. We got to get to the booty cheek of the week and then get going quickly because we have Paul Hamilton at noon here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Speed run time for the Booty Cheek of the Week. Derek Kramer, Joe Catley here on a Sports Talk Saturday. And quite frankly, my booty cheek is the Buffalo Sabres in overtime.
Yeah, that's
three
where my
straight.
Head was at.
And it's been star players that have goofed it each time for you. And we will talk more with Paul Hamilton about this.
Yeah.
But it is uncanny. And if they lose a fourth straight in overtime, first of all, I'm going to be running up the walls. But second of all, they can have a 4-4-4 record. That's interesting to me.
But yeah, I also don't like that. I don't like it at all.
Yeah, it's bad vibes all around at that point. You only have 12 points in 12 games. That's not good enough of a point pace to get yourself through to the playoffs. So there's that. I don't really have anything else.
No,
is also the other thing on this.
It's been actually a pretty quiet week. Just a lot of Bills-centric stuff and like worry for the Chiefs and offensive viability.
I will say other booty cheek of the week type thing would be if you want the Bills to lose just so that they can try to beat the Chiefs in the postseason.
Yeah, that's the only other thing I could
point
out.
You play to win the game, as Herm Edwards once said.
Absolutely.
And we have to make sure we get back at a respectable time here because Paul Hamilton's coming up next. I cannot wait for how he's going to make fun of me on this one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.